Philanthropist and businessman Sir Eoin Edgar is being remembered for his selfless generosity and his wicked bowling arm. Sir Eoin died yesterday afternoon from cancer at the age of 76 in his Queenstown home. The many organisations he gave to are remembering the man who made connections wherever he went. Tess Brunton reports.
The causes and organisations Sir Eoin Edgar was involved in or donated to are many. One of his friends, businessman Sir Ian Taylor, says he was a giver.
It's wonderful seeing the contributions he's made. And I think the real big thing for Eoin would be that he still had a lot to give. He still would have been going if he was 100, you know. He would not have stopped. And it would really have peeved him that he still felt like there was a lot to give. And he wasn't able to carry on with that. But right to the very end, he made sure he was doing everything he could. And, you know, that's the Eoin I will always remember.
Sir Eoin served as the president of the New Zealand Olympic Committee, Chancellor of the University of Otago, Chairman of Forsyth Bar Group, Director of the Reserve Bank, among many other positions. His generosity made the Edgar Centre in Dunedin and the Waterfront Stadium happen. Sir Eoin was knighted in 2009 for his services to education, business and sport. But despite his many commitments, Sir Ian Taylor says he made time for his friends.
I'm only 4 years younger than he is, but he always used to call me young fella. Even last week, I get this call. Young fella, I've got this idea about the sports museum. To step back and say, Eoin, I'm just 4 years younger than you, mate. But that was his thing. I was always the young fella. And he always had time. You'd run into him in an airport. You'd run into him anywhere. Or just out of the blue, you'd get a phone call because he'd thought of something else that he thought should be done. And he was going to make sure it got done.
Sir Ian Taylor says his company, Animation Research, wouldn't have gotten off the ground if Sir Eoin hadn't believed in their vision and backed them. His long-term friend and iconic artist, Sir Graeme Sidney, remembers Sir Eoin in his university days, already an influential man who wore tweed jackets and smoked a pipe.
While he was relatively privileged, he had a powerful motivation for the greater good. This was never a man that you would think of as being in any way selfish. He was the exact opposite. He was generosity. And that notion of the greater good, I think, pervaded his life.
He says Sir Eoin wanted to leave the world a better place, and he did just that without boasting.
He's a role model for New Zealanders. It's not common that wealthy individuals are so disposed towards philanthropy and open generosity. In that sense, he's left an extraordinary mark, and I would love it to be emulated by others.
He visited Sir Eoin at his home in recent weeks, where two of his artworks are hung.
And he was telling us about one of his great moments as a schoolboy at McGlashan College, playing another school, probably Otago Boys, since they were such enemies, about the number of his best ever bowling performance as a schoolboy, when he took 5 wickets for 3 runs, I think, in the first innings, and something like 6 wickets for 4 in the second, and he was absolutely electric with pleasure at that memory.
Sir Eoin not only set up the Winter Games, but its chief executive, Martin Toomey, says his passion helped it become the international event it is today, with his unique ability to bring people together.